At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
In the box office hit Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, backdrops including a huge red planet hover behind the Death Star. WVU alumnus Tim Mueller created those images along with other special effects artwork in the movie. Rogue One, though, is just the latest in a string of Hollywood hits Mueller's worked on, from Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End to the highest-grossing film of all time, Avatar. He credits the university's graphic design program in the College of Creative Arts with giving him a more wide-ranging education than most colleges. And I'm here with Professor of Graphic Design Eve Folks to tell us a little bit about why WVU has seen such success.
I think it's partly because of the field offering such a breadth, and it has grown to being something that touches on every aspect of life, and the more of those things we touch in our education, the better a designer we become. We also are stressing things that came from the original way design was educated, being hands-on. We make lots of stuff, and design has so many different places it creates products.
West Virginia University has graduates in a lot of places that people may have heard of, but also in many that they might not have, like working at the headquarters for Coca-Cola, NBC, the New York Times, and big nonprofits like Big Brothers Big Sisters. WVU alums are making a difference, and they're very high profile in many of the positions that they're in.
If a student has a passion and an interest beyond design itself, he can usually or she can usually marry those interests. So everyone needs design, and we also give them an opportunity to intern in places that give them those kinds of experiences and show them that they can make a difference. And the world needs a lot of difference made right now.
Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.